John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and joining me now is someone I've been looking forward to sharing with you folks. Jennifer Acker is this writer's name. The Limits of the World is the novel that she has written. And what is kind of neat about this creative is that she has such an exceptional history of a great writing experience, short stories, translations, and essays. But this is her debut novel. And so, you know, I'm just fascinated by that process because you have such an arsenal of skills and talents. You founded an incredible magazine, The Common, and you do so much. Somewhere there was this spark that started heaven knows when, but the inevitable had to happen, Jennifer, and you had to write a novel, right?
Yes, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. Yes, I think that novel itch has really been with me for a long time. I've been a word person for as long as I can remember, writing poems and stories when I was a kid and then taking all the writing classes and workshops that I could in high school and college and beyond, and then working different kinds of jobs in the publishing industry. But that goal of writing a novel, of creating this fictional universe with people that readers would care about, has been a dream for a long time.
Well, it's a dream realized, which is good. Curiosity, a thought struck me. Is writing a novel for you akin to an architect finally designing and creating a signature building between all the smaller yet very important projects?
You know, I do love that analogy about the architect. There is a metaphor that floats around writing circles about building a house or entering a room as a writer and looking around the room, or perhaps following a character or a set of characters through those rooms. And what I love about that analogy is that, of course, a building feels so permanent, and a book, even a hardcover book, is not nearly so permanent, I fear. But I do love that idea of creating something lasting and intriguing and really fun just to wander around.
Well, what I'm going to do is kind of sit back and let you provide us with the overview and kind of the evolution of The Limits of the World. I'm just drawn into the story. No spoilers, because I have not finished your book, okay? I need that promise from you. But folks, I want you to visit jenniferacker.com, jenniferacker.com. Go to your local independent bookseller, ask for your copy of The Limits of the World by Jennifer Acker, and you will be in for a treat. Your publicist referred to you as Jen, so if I may be so personal, you will find Jen a captivating writer. She is an exquisite wordsmith, and what she has done, and I'm going to let her describe this, is she really is introducing her readers to worlds that probably very few have had any experience with, and maybe that's my starting point for you, Jen.
Yes, so this is a family saga at its heart, and is told from three generations of the same family, from the grandfather, and then his daughter, and her husband, and then the child of that married couple. And as in any family, there are going to be these sort of cross-cultural and intergenerational conflicts, and that's definitely the case with this family, and that's in part because every generation of this family has grown up in very different circumstances. So this family are an East African Indian family, meaning that at one point in this immigration story, the family can trace their origins back to India, to the state of Gujarat in particular. And then at some point, because both India and Kenya were part of the British Commonwealth, there was a great migration of labor from India to East Africa, particularly to Kenya, but to other countries as well. And then there's, for a while, two generations of this family, the grandfather and the parents, grow up in this minority community in Kenya, and where there were for this large group of people of both Indian and Pakistani descent from the Indian subcontinent are referred to as Asians for a long time. And then the next generation of this family grows up in America. And so you have these, you know, very distinct cultural and geographic origins for all the members of this family, and that's something that just fascinated me.
How does someone with a differing background, maybe I shouldn't assume that you're not Indian or African, but I don't think you are. How do you get into the research so that you really get a feel for the people that you're writing about, the characters that you create?
Well, you're not wrong. I grew up in rural Maine in a Jewish family. My mother is Jewish, and my father grew up as a Methodist in Colorado. But then I married into this East African Indian family. So my husband grew up in the Midwest, in Minneapolis, and his parents are from Nairobi. I had known about this East African Indian population independently of him because I had spent some time in Kenya when I was a teenager before going to college, and that was the first time that I was aware of this minority community and the sort of social and political role that they played in Kenya, which was completely surprising to me as a teenager. And then when I ended up meeting my husband, I just was so compelled by this story. I wanted to read everything that I could and, you know, be as empathetically imaginative as I could about a fictional family that might have had, what their particular story might be. And it's delicate work, as you say, trying to write about a culture and a community that is not your own, and to be humble and sensitive and really and curious and try to let those guide you.
Well, I have to admit that the praise for your book, The Limits of the World, have just, I mean, so many voices to a Mormon tabernacle of praise, I'll have to say. LitHub's most anticipated books of 2019, wow, here's what that says, folks. This book weaves a sweeping mosaic of immigration and family making, showing how movement can keep a family alive, but also sow the seeds of division and judgment and misunderstanding, which can tear it apart. It's almost like this is a grand sweeping story, and it is. And sometimes I get the impression when I start reading a book like this that sometimes the story is carrying you along, sometimes you're sweeping the story along. Did you get that sense as you were creating?
Yeah, I think that's a nice way to put it, that you are both creator and passenger of this vessel. If we are talking about houses earlier, maybe we'll think about it as a ship now.
we'll let people figure out all the analogies later.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. So both captain and passenger, I suppose. And, you know, of course, it's my responsibility to put the words on the page, but you have to be a bit passive as well. And after you've done a lot of reading and really tried to enter this world as much as possible, try to let go a little bit and see where your imagination or your unconscious takes you. And hopefully it will be somewhere unexpected, because those are the kinds of books we love to read.
You seem to have just this insatiable curiosity, and it's the childlike kind, not, you know, innocent, naive, and uninformed. It's that wondrous kind of fascination that draws you to so many things. I want to kind of step off the limits of the world for a moment and talk about the common, because you seem to be this maestro that is mentor, creator, gatherer, weaver in so many things. Just tell us a little bit about the common, if you would. I'm drawn to that, and I almost like It's almost like, Jennifer Acker, I cannot talk about your debut novel, The Limits of the World, unless I also mention The Common.
Well, thank you for that. The Common is very important to me. It is a literary magazine that I started nearly 10 years ago with the mission of creating a publication that would speak to this theme of place, of sense of place. And as we've been, you know, talking about the novel, I should be clear that I'm incredibly interested in and curious about how places shape us and shape the way we think and we talk and our relationships. And so that's really the overarching theme of the magazine. And we publish in multiple genres, short stories, poetry, essays. We can do interviews and book reviews and have a very lively website. The print publication is quite beautiful, I must say. So if you're someone who loves to hold a book in your hand, I definitely suggest getting your hands on a copy and subscribing. But I do have my obsessions, and place is one of them. And I found, fortunately, I suppose, but a lot of different ways to explore places and the people in them. And sometimes it's me, and sometimes they're people I've made up.
Well, I love the fact that your path, which is just a diverse path, and it wanders all over the place, just like someone wandering through a beautiful forest, and you see some flora, some fauna that just captures your attention for a moment, then you go to the next thing. But it was inevitable, as we talked about earlier, that The Limits of the World, your debut novel, manifested itself. You have some intense personal connections here, but at the same time, it's a lovely sharing, and it's an intimate and it's a multifaceted, and it covers the gamut type of sharing too, because it is about family, and family can be kind of a messy thing.
Definitely. Oh, we all have messy families in different ways, and that is another obsession of mine, certainly, is family and what makes a family and what makes families different, what creates the dynamics that we have, and why do we have different relationships with different members of our family. And then as we grow up and get married or build friends, what kinds of families do we choose to make ourselves?
Well, you have written a wonderful debut novel, and I always love that term debut, because that simply implies, by the force of those five little letters, that you are going to be writing more novels.
And I certainly hope so.
I plan on making sure that I keep following what happens, because I would dearly love to have you back on the show to talk about more future writing. Connect with this wonderful creative writer. First and foremost, get her new novel, The Limits of the World, by Jennifer Acker. Go to her website, jenniferacker.com. Go to your local independent bookseller, by all means. If they don't have a copy on their shelf yet, or if they're sold out, they'll get a copy for you. That's why they are there. They're there to serve you, so you can get that physical book in your hand. Sit down on the cold days when it's a blanket over the lap time with a hot cup of tea, or the warm days when you can sit by a lake, as I know that Jennifer does at her family lakeside home. And that's another conversation. I'll just leave that there, folks, because I'm sure Jennifer can talk a lot about that kind of place as well. But in the meantime, Jennifer, thank you so much. I want to wrap things up with just kind of what experiences, what discoveries did you make in the process that when you finally were able to write the end, at the end of The Limits of the World, did you say, aha, wow?
I really learned a lot by writing, not only writing, but rewriting many times and going through many, many revisions of this novel. And, I think I did learn a good deal about building a narrative, about building stories. As an editor, it's a skill that I've honed to be able to notice that in other people's writing and talk to my writers about narrative structure. But it took me some time still to figure that out on my own, and how to build a story with these people that I care about so much, and to think about what are going to be the signal events of this narrative and how to connect them.
Well, you've done a masterful job. Jennifer Acker, the author of her debut novel, The Limits of the World, get your copy now. She has done a great job. You will enjoy the journey that she is just waiting for. It's waiting for you, folks. All you have to do is get your copy of The Limits of the World by Jennifer Acker. Go to her website, jenniferacker.com. Learn about her. Connect with her book. All sorts of good things there. Jennifer, much continued success to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a delight.